The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Kabbalah Shibuot Daf Gimel. Today's Daf is being studied. Le'inu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther Ve'Eliyahu Ben Allegra Ruach Hashem Benichem Began Eden Amen. We begin today's Daf on Yud Bet Amud Bet. We are at the two dots right across from the Tosafot HaBurcha. A quote from the Mishnah: Al She'ar Averot Shebatorah. On the other averot of the Torah, hakalot v'hamorot, the light sins and the serious ones, hazedonot v'shigagot, and the intentional and the unintentional. And the Mishnah continues, hoda v'lo hoda, the ones that he's aware of that he did, the ones that he's not aware, aseh v'lo taseh, kiritut, umitot bedin, all these averot, seir, la'azazel, on kippur, is mechaper for all these averot. That's what the quote of the Mishnah. Gemara says, Hainu kalot. What is averot kalot? Hainu aseh. Es mitzvot aseh. Velot aseh. Which the Mishnah said already. So why does the Mishnah have to tell me kalot and aseh velot aseh? Hainu hach. Hamurot. Hainu kiritot. Mitot bedin. And hamurot are the ones that are hayav karet and hayav mitot bedin. So again the Mishnah is repeating itself. Hoda. Hainu mezid. Lo hoda. Hainu shogeg. And again the Mishnah repeats itself. Hoda. The ones that are known to him, that's the mezid. The ones that are not known to him, shogeg. So why is the Mishnah have to repeat itself? Amar Yudachi Kamar Ashar Averot Shebatorah Ben Kalot Ben Hamurot Ben Shasam Beshogeg Ben Shasam Bemezid Otan Shasam Beshogeg. Do Averot that he did Beshogeg Ben Nodalo Sefekan. Whether he found out that he did it, and not that he did the Averah, because if he found that he did the Averah by Shogeg, he has to be a Korban Hatat. The Gemara is medayek of a bench and odalo sefekan. He has a sefek if he did it. For example, he had two pieces of meat on the table. One was chedev, one was shuman. He ate one of them. He wasn't sure if he ate the chedev or not. So whether he realizes or he doesn't realize, ben lo nodalo sefekan, but he didn't find out, realize the sefek that he saw that he did. So what? He relies on the sa'il azazel, which means he has to bring a korban Hashem in that case. Hashem talui. He doesn't know if he did the avera or not. So when you have to bring an Hashem talui, the sa'il azazel will cover the Hashem Talui. Ve'elu hen kalot. Now the Mishnah says, and these are the kalot. After it tells me the kalot, it says, what are the kalot? Aseh ve'lot aseh. Ve'elu hen hamorot. These are the hamorot. Keritot umitot bedim. Good. So the Mishnah is not redundant. The Mishnah first gives us the rule and explains us what is kalot and hamorot and what is hamorot and kalot and what is what is called the hamurot? When that comes and says, "Hi, aseh echidamek." What's the case of the aseh? He transgressed a positive commandment, and we're saying the sa'il azazel covers him. What's the case? I dela avat teshuvah. If it's the way to make teshuvah, personal teshuvah, zevach the shayim toiva. So it's the zevach of the shayim. How can a korban be mechaper if the guy's still a rasha? How can you tell me sa'il azazel is mechaper the guy to make teshuvah? So he's covered every day. He doesn't have to wait till Kippur. He's a mechupar immediately. The Tanya, avar al mitzvot aseh. If a guy transgressed the mitzvot aseh, va'asat teshuvah, and he made teshuvah, lo zaz misham ad shemuhalim lo. He doesn't move away from the teshuvah until they forgive him. Teshuvah forgives him immediately. So you don't need the sa'il azazel. So if he didn't make teshuvah, sa'il azazel is not going to work. If he did make teshuvah, he's finished. He's kapara. I was about to say. Look at Rashi, please. Transgress the positive commandment.
He knew or he didn't know?
It doesn't matter. He knew or he didn't know. It doesn't matter. When you transgress a positive commandment, he didn't check the lulav. But he knew he didn't check the lulav. He didn't know he didn't check the lulav. The point is, once you make the shuvah, it's kapara. So, that's one of the cases. One of the cases is hoda. So he knows why he didn't shake the lulav. So he knows he didn't shake the lulav. So what's the shayla? Teshuvah work. He didn't make teshuvah. It's not going to work. Look at that sheep. She says, "Kishesam b'shogeg shogeg da'achalek lefushela b'davat she'en shigikato hatat ela Hashem talui." You have to explain the shogeg over. It's not a case where he's going to make korban hatat because the korban hatat, you know, sheila is not going to take care of a korban hatat. Ela kigon achal ahat b'shte hatichot. He ate one of two hatichot, like I explained to you. Achat shel chedev v'achat shel shuman. One was chedev, which is asur, one was shuman, which is mutar. Ve'enu yodea eze achal. Ben shenoda lo sefek, and shenoda lo shema li de sefek chedev. Whether he doesn't even know that he came to a sefek, or he knows that he came to a sefek. what's the din? Bet shelo nodal lefi yom kippurim shachasafek chelev and tzrich levi yachad mikippurim asham talui. Exactly. Let's say erev kippur, he realized the last minute, he realized that he had a safek that he maybe ate chelev. After kippur is covered, because the sa'il azazel covered on kippur, v'achitran bekeditut chayve ashamot tzrin shavar alein mikippurim petrim vir, which is different than a hatat. A hatat you have to always bring, even after yom kippur you have to bring your korban hatat. The korban asham talui, the sa'il azazel is mechaper. Gemara's high asset the mechaper on Yom Kippurim. We said Kippur is mechaper on it. Hechi da meidi lo asset toshua sheno tohe aleh tohe. Doesn't regret his sin. Ha ketiv zevah reshaim tohe va. Hechi mechaper. Korban Yom Kippur mechaper. The guy's rasha. Ida abat toshua lama li Yom Kippurim. What do you need Kippur for? Kol yoma lamech ashua mechaper on it. Detanya lo zaz misham ad shemo halim lo. So that's the Gemara's question. Good. This Tosfot, if we're already discussing the Sugya Teshuvah, look at the bottom Tosfot. Lo zaz misham ad shemo halim. It says on a mitzvat aseh, he doesn't move away from his Teshuvah until they forgive him. Ve'af agat tatam matitiv p'nik patel diyoma. Ala aseh va lo ta'aseh. Yavar over this, even a lo ta'aseh. Teshuvah mekaperet. Ba'man ha-mesekat hagigah, kol ha-aseh tapar mitharet, bom b'cholim lo miyad. Afidu b'sha'al ha-verot. Person makes Teshuvah, mo'halim lo miyad. Even on, why is the Mishnah Gemara only saying of ya'aseh? Chavarat's even on other. Ela mechila gemura. On other avirot, it's not a mechila gemura. Ela shemekilim lo hadin. They mitigate his judgment. Aval b'mitzvot aseh mohalim legamre. On the mitzvot aseh, that's it. It's clean. It's wiped off. That's what's the case. So amar b'zera be'omed b'mirdo. It's talking about that he's still standing in his state of rebellion. Rashi be'omed b'mirdo de lo abad teshuvah. Ah, udekashi alach, but you had a question. Zevah reshaim toiva, manitin rabbi. The Amar Yom Kippurim mechaper al she'enam shavim, v'haikera mukila b'shar yom. Amazing. Which means, according to Rabbi, which we're going to see the bishita now, Yom Kippur is mechaper be'etzumo shel yom, even without teshuvah, and therefore the guy transgressed the positive commandment, and he didn't make teshuvah. He's omed b'mirdo. So hadush over here is that what? That once Kippur passes, so then already he has a teshuvah regardless. The day itself is mechaper. How do we know that? But Rabbi, the Tanya, because we have a braita. Rabbi Omer, al kol averot shebatorah. On all the averot, ben asa teshuvah, ben lo asa teshuvah. Or whether he did not make teshuvah, Yom Kippurim mechaper. Unbelievable. The power of Yom Kippur is mechaper even if the guy did not make teshuvah. Chutz, except for three averot. Meporek ol, guys, porek ol a Torah. The guy is that Jesus kofir ba'ikar. Okay, the guy denies God. Umegale panim b'Torah. That she says ba al devre Torah bechutzpa ubigilui azut panim kegon Menashe. Like the story of Menashe, the king of Israel. Menashe or Shemesh b'gadot shel Dofi. He would say perverted or convoluted pshatim in the derash. He would pervert the Torah. It's megale panim b'Torah shel kala lacha. Lo haya leMoshe lechtov ela v'tevna ita pelegesh. He would make fun. He would say, what does the Torah have to write this pasuk for? This pasuk is extra. What does that have to tell me it was katsir chitim for when the Uven went out to the field? So he did a show like this. That's because it said megale panim b'Torah shel kala lacha. That's a problem. U'mefir berit bebasar. Okay, the guy does not do berit mila. Okay, that she says besar mila. She'im asat teshuvah. When it comes to all the other avirot in the Torah, Kippur is mechaper ben asat teshuvah ben lo asat teshuvah. However, when it comes to these three, asat teshuvah yom kippurim mechaper. You need two. You need yom kippurim plus the teshuvah ve'im lav and yom kippurim mechaper. Okay, so you need both items over there. So it says like this: my ta'ama
teshuvah. He still needs yom kippur.
Three. On the three majors, you need two. Keshuvah and Kippur. On everything else, Yom Kippurim is mechaped, no. Even beneath Keshuvah.
And if you did Teshuvah, you don't need Yom Kippur?
Correct. Teshuvah is Aseh Miyad. The question, you didn't make Teshuvah. Right. Omed b'mirdo. So that's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when is the Sa'ir of Azazel mechaper on the Mitzvah Aseh? It's talking, if he made Teshuvah on the right away, you don't need to say Azazel. He's covered. Talking about Omed b'mirdo. He's standing in his rebellion. Stands a rebellion, is Kippur that comes, side lazer of the Kippur. Now, what's the.
Sorry, what does it say? Ben
that's true, on all other Averot, besides
right,
the big three.
On the other Averot, but need Yom Kippur, Kippur Teshuvah, the other one you're saying.
Ben Asat Teshuvah, you don't need Kippur.
You don't need
and without Teshuvah, you have Kippur. So comes Gemara and says, My tamad Rabbi, what's the reason of Rabbi? The Tanya Koshav Braita. Ki davar Hashem baza. The pasuk is talking about over here. The whole pasuk reads like this: the guy disgraced the word of Hashem. Ki davar Hashem baza. Vet mitzvato hefar, and he transgressed his mitzvot, or he nullified his mitzvot. Hikaret tikaret anefesh ahi. The soul will receive hikaret tikaret avona ba. His sin is in him. So now the bees doresh the pasuk one word at a time. Devar Hashem Baza. Who is this guy? Devar Hashem Baza. Zeha Porek Ol. That's the kofir. Who megale panim b'Torah? Okay, and the guy is megale panim b'Torah shlo kalach. Vet mitzvato hefar. That's referring to what? Zeha mefir berid b'basar. Oh, so this pasuk specifically is talking about what? The specific three averot. Now, what does the Torah say about this person? Hikaret, tikaret. Hikaret, lefnei yom kippurim. Tikaret, lahar yom kippurim. Which means, Kippur's not going to fix this guy. The guy is stuck with a karet, meaning he's in trouble. Before Kippur, for sure. And even after Kippur, Kippur's not enough for this guy. Because the guy needs a teshubah. So therefore, hikaret, kodem Kippur. Tikaret, even after Kippur. Yachod afilu asat teshubah. Wait a minute, even if Kippur passed and he made Teshuvah, you're going to tell me that he's stuck? Talmud Omar, Avona Ba. No, Amarti, Elam, Azwacha, Avona Ba. Only when the Avon is still in him. But if he made Teshuvah, plus he had Yom Kippurim, so that's only for these three, implying what? That all of the Averot, once Kippur comes, Ben Asat Teshuvah, Ben Lo Asat Teshuvah, he has his Tikkun, he has his Kapara. Let's read Rashi, please. Lo amarti ela bezman she'avona alma b'she'en noshav ka'ekera. The pasuk is talking about avona ba. He didn't make the shuvah yet. Ubahanach tlatu de galilan, and in these three, it's telling me af le'achar yom kippurim, that even after Kippur, ikaret tikaret ha b'shar. But when it comes to other averot, even though he didn't make the shuvah, af b'she noshav yom kippurim. Okay, so that's a very, very fundamental shita of Rabbi. Okay, now let's go to the shita of the rabbis. Rabbis argue on this. Big machloket between Rabbi and Rabbanan. What do the rabbis hold? Rabbis hold that Rabbanan, how they can learn this pasuk? Hikaret ba'olam hazeh, tikaret de'olam abba. Oh, so this pasuk is talking about something else. Hikaret, you're going to get punishment in this world. Tikaret and Allah Abba Avona Ba Shimasa Teshuvah. The guy made Teshuvah Vemit Mita Memareket. The death is going to be Memarek. What is this talking about? Dashi. Shim Asa Teshuvah. Now again, we're talking about the three. What about the three majors here? That what? If the guy made Teshuvah Ve'en Avoda Avona Ba, which means his Avon is Lanukos made Teshuvah Mita Memareket Af Al Shalosh Halalu. The Hadush is even on these three. Even on these three over here, the Teshuvah will work with a mitah, velo tekaret le'olam abba. So which means when it comes to the three majors over here, you need Teshuvah, and also you need a mitah. The mitah is going to be mechaper for the guy. When it comes to all the other averot, you just need a Teshuvah and Yom Kippurim. Which is according to Shitat Rabbanan, you need Teshuvah. No such thing Kippur. The Mechira, the other one going to be. He holds when it comes to these three items of Eki, Devar Hashem Baza, Vet Pesuta, Hefar. So then already, you say what? You have Teshuvah you need. Because if Avonah Ba, you're not going to get even Avonah Ba. You're going to get punished. But Avonah Ba, but if you make Teshuvah, plus you have a Mitah, then already you're going to get your atonement.
Now, regular death?
Regular death. Guy dies.
All the other ones Mitah, even without Teshuvah?
Oh, so now we have to really analyze the Shita of the rabbis. So we're going to see the Shita of the Hachamim. This is subject to great debate over here. We start. Nimsa, Sheledat Hachamim. Miyuhedet shalosh averot. The three averot are specific. She'en mitam mechaperet alehem belo teshuvah. Comes to all the other averot, mitah is not enough. You need teshuvah. Ve'ilu shar averot mitkaperet b'mitah te'adam af belo teshuvah. Shita Rashi. That when it comes to this avera, you need at least two things. You need mitah and teshuvah. When it comes to the other ones, Of course, if you made teshuvah, teshuvah will be mechaper. But if you didn't make teshuvah, at least mitah will be mechaper for all the other avirot.
Oh,
so now we're going to discuss what Kippur has to do with this. So you want to see, he says like this. The shikotev, she'en kavanat hachamim shemitah levada mechaperet. Don't think that this is talking about that just mitah is mechaperet. Al shalosh avirot, kosh asah, chote v'tshuvah. Ela kavanato, udavka imet lahar yom kippurim. So you need three things. You need mitah, you need teshuvah, after Kippur. She'az mitato v'yom kippurim yahad memarkim. Lefi ze nireh, she'gam negabe sh'ar averot. She'lefi hachemim mo'ila b'mitah b'lo teshuvah. We said by other averot, the hachemim going to say mitah alone is mechaper. En mitah lebada mechaperet. Ela davka mitah im yom kippurim. So again, for these three averot, you need three things. You need teshuvah, mitah, and kippur. The other averot, you don't need teshuvah, but mitah and yom kippur will be mechaper. That's the way the farshim are learning.
Maybe if you did teshuvah, you don't need mitah.
Correct. If you did teshuvah and you have kippur, so then you don't need mitah. However, if you have mitah and kippur, even without teshuvah, it's going to mechaper the other averot. Whereas according to the B, you don't need mitah for the other averot. You just need Kippur to pass over you, and then all the averot are nimchav.
Really
according to who?
According to the rabbi.
Right. Everyone does queen. He's right.
No, no. A guy dies
on Kippur.
No.
Kippur passed.
Right.
Right. A guy dies. Right. Oh, you mean? Yeah, Kippur. You need Kippur to pass. The guy made averah ahead of Kippur, and then he has Kippur passing the day after Kippur. You're right. That all the averot, because he has mitah, even if he didn't make teshuvah,
right.
He has kippur, they cover him with the mitah.
So now this guy is going to be responsible
in between.
For is this
for
correct?
The
correct. And the three that
and
he needs teshuvah. Correct.
Teshuvah.
Correct. That's exactly shita of the hachamim. Now we continue because there's a lot of deparshim, and I want to go through because it's a very important pieces. Tosfot bevarim she'en kavrat hachamim lo shebishar averot yesh tam kapara mechilah gevurah de mitah belo teshuvah. This is your question. Comes out according to my Rashi's understanding. Beautiful, not beautiful, but a guy commits an avera, Kippur passes over him and he dies. Is he clean? Ela kavrata mi shal yedem mitato metkaperet lo averot deret chelot ta'akebena ba'adom l'skot nahaya olam abba. Means he'll get into olam abba. He's going to need the tikkun in the shamayim, but it's not going to stop him from olam abba. Ach adan yeridom biyisurei genam. Genam is going to get. Which means if he doesn't make the if he doesn't have mitah and yom kippur. Already that can affect his olam haba. But shaken if he has mitah and kippur, already he has a qualification to get in. Ulam ayidet teshuvah yechol adam neskut lemechilah gemurah. If he does teshuvah, then already he doesn't even need gehinnah. Nimsa. Okay, now we get to the sugya. Nimsa sheshitot rabbi v'hachamim shenidonu kach hen kach. Shitat hachamim hu she'en ha-sa'ir ha-meshtaleyah v'yom ha-kipurim mechaperim al shum avera ela davka im teshuvah or im mita. The sa'ir ha-meshtaleyah only works according to the rabbis either with teshuvah or a mita. That's shitat hachamim. V'shalosh averot, which is porek ol megalev panim batorah meferberin hamurot b'shar averot, which means then you davka need teshuvah. שיטת רבי היא סעיר משתלח ויום כאילו מחפרים על כל עבירות אפילו בלא תשובה חוץ משלוש עבירות המיוחדות שעליהן אין סעיר משתלח ויום כאילו מחפרים אלא אם תשובה. אוקיי, problem, this is the problem. What do we do today without the סעיר משתלח? So the Rambam writes over here, he writes, which is a big subject in the Rambam, he says these three are lav dafka, these three עבירות. The Rambam holds any חיבה כניתות has a deed of the big three. I know the Mefarshim are trying to understand where the Rambam got this from. The Gebet today, you have to say, Uchalema Parim Sifatin. That the Seder Avodah, that we read the Seder Azazel, that's Ki'ilu, as if we brought it. Oh, but what do we need for our purposes? Back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if a guy did a Mitzvah Taseh, he transgressed it, the Sayyid Azazel is going to kapara for him. So he said, what do you mean? What's the case? He said, the case is where he did it, and he didn't make the Shuvah. Kippur passes, Omid Bimrido, and it's going to Shitat, Rabbi, that says, even if you didn't make the Shuvah, the Yom Kippur was Mechaper. So comes the Gemara and says, Umi Matzit Mukmit La Kirabi? Are you going to tell me that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi? Veha Medesefa Rabbi Yehudahi, Resha Nami Rabbi Yehudahi. which means we know that the Mishnah is not going like the B, because we know the Sefa, which we're going to see now, is following the B with that. The B with that was the rabbi of the B. It was an earlier generation. From the fact that the Sefa is the B with that, Mr. Madadisha is the B with that. The Gemara says, what's the Sefa? The Ktani Sefa, Echad Yisrael, Vechad Kohanim, Vechad Kohen Mashuach. We said what? Whether a person is Yisrael, whether he's a Kohen, or whether he's a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Mashuach, all these three people are mitkaper b'sa'ir mishtalayah. Uman itle ha'isavara. Who's the opinion that says that even the Kohanim are mitkaper b'sa'ir mishtalayah? Rabbi Yehuda, like we're going to see. Mechla d'resha, Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore we can assume fairly that Vata d'resha is also shittat Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you tell me that Amishnah is going like Rabbi? The Chaurat says that Amishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Sefa is Rabbi Yehuda, so Mishtava d'resha is Rabbi Yehuda as well. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, Vesabar like Rabbi Yehuda. It's very simple. The Mishnah is going like Rabbi Makadosh, and what? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Which means, when it comes to the Seir Mishtalayah, who does the Seir Mishtalayah mechaper on? Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. So Rabbi, when he wrote the Mishnah, he wrote it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. But it's a Zishita. He agrees to that. The Resha is Rabbi, and the Sefa is also Rabbi, Alibad, Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore you can say the whole Mishnah is going like Rabbi, Amale Abaye. So now the Gemara wants to know, Davka Ka'amar Mor, Rabbi Sabala Ke Rabbi Yehuda, Ava Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Sabala Ke Rabbi, or Dilma Med Rabbi Sabala Ke Rabbi Yehuda, Af Rabbi Yehuda Sabala Name Ke Rabbi. Miu Urhad Milta Ketani, Limimad Tamid Sabala Ke Rabbi. Which means, you told me, were you specific when you said that Rabbi is going like Rabbi Yehuda? To mean that Rabbi goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go like Rabbi. Or did you tell me, no, Rabbi goes like Rabbi Yehuda, you just told me that way, because it's a normal way of saying that the student goes like the rabbi. The student was Rabbi and the rabbi was Rabbi Yehuda. But certainly even Rabbi Yehuda will agree to the Resha of Rabbi. Which means, is it both ways? Is it Rabbi said his din in the Resha? And what? And he's going like Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefa, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi in the Resha, and we just told you that way, because it's a normal way of saying the rabbi followed, the student followed the rabbi. Meaning Rabbi followed Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the derech to say Rabbi Yehuda is going like Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda is the rabbi, he's not going like Rabbi. Or do you say, no, you say that it's Dafka. That Dafka, Rabbi goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda does not follow Shita of Rabbi in the Resha. Amar le, so he said, and in Dafka Amina. Yes, I was Dafka. Rabbi Savala Kerbi Uda, but Rabbi Uda no Savala Kerbi. That indeed, Rabbi Uda does not like Rabbi. He doesn't know this business of just Teshuvah, I mean, the Kippur is Mechaper, automatic. So therefore, the Mishnah is really holding the Shita of Rabbi. When it came to the Sefa, Rabbi adopted the opinion of his rabbi, Rabbi Uda, but that doesn't mean Rabbi Uda adopted the opinion of the Resha of Rabbi. So comes the Gemara and says, Detanya, now we're going to find out the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Detanya. Rabbi Yehuda, so we have to find now a statement that's going to teach us basically that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, you have to make the Teshuvah. To prove me that Rabbi Yehuda does not go like Rabbi. How do I know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go like Rabbi? You're going to show me a Braita somewhere in Shas that's going to show that if you don't make the Teshuvah, it's not going to be enough. How do you know Detanya, Yachol, Yehom, Kippurim, Mechaper, Al Shavim, Val She'enam Shavim? You might think that Kippur should be mechaper even on people that don't make teshuvah, and the Gemara says vedinu. And you know what? It makes sense to say that. Why? Hu'il v'hatat v'asham mechaperim, just like korban hatat and korban asham is mechaper. V'yom kippurim mechaper, and Kippur is also mechaper. Ma hatat v'asham e mechaperim ela al hashavim, just like when you bring your korban, it's only mechaper if you make teshuvah. Av yom kippurim e mechaper ela al hashavim. I can argue and say that Kippur is only going to mechaper also on people that make teshuvah, but I can say no. Ma lehatat v'Hashem she mechaperim ala mezid keshogeg. I say no. Maybe hatat v'Hashem doesn't have such a power because hatat v'Hashem is only mechaper on shogeg. That's why you have to make a teshuvah. So it's limited. However, tamal yom kippurim she mechaper ala mezid keshogeg. I can argue that since Kippur is very powerful, it's mechaper even on mezidim. Maybe it's mechaper even on. If you didn't make the Teshuvah, you understand the logic? Maybe I can argue with you and say, just like a Korban Hatat Vashem, maybe it's limited, because Hatat Vashem will only mechaper on a Shogeg. And therefore, that's why you have to make the Teshuvah.
because it's a limited type of item. Mashiach in Kippur is mechapin. Been on the Shugeng, been on the Mezid. It's very powerful day Kippur. So I said, maybe it's mechapin even if you didn't make Teshuvah, Kamud Lomar. So he comes and says, Ach Chilek. The Pasuk says, Ach Be'asor Lachodesh. Whenever you have the word Ach, Ach is always a Mi'ut. Ach is always limiting. And what's the Pasuk saying? Ach Be'asor Lachodesh, that the Kapara of Kippur is limited to what? To only people that make Teshuvah. But if a person does not make the Teshuvah, he's not going to get a kapara. And who's talking over here? I don't know who's talking. It's a Braita. The Braita is nameless. So Gemara says, Stam Sifra Mani, who's the author of Braitot in the Sifra? Without names, Rabbi Yehuda. Veka Amar Shevim Im. No Shevim, no, we have a rule. Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. This is from the Sifra. Oh, so what do you see over here? We found that Rabbi Yehuda clearly argues on the B, because Rabbi said Kippur works even for the people that don't make the Teshuvah. So we said, does Rabbi Yehuda agree to that? We said, no, he doesn't agree to that. How do you know? Because we have a Braita in the Sifra. And what? We have a rule. Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Braita? That's all, ach, achilek, only for the Shavim, but not for the not Shavim. So we found it out. The Amaran says, what are you talking about? We have a Stira in the Mishnah, in the Sifras. Urmi stam sifra, stam sifra. We have a machloket in the sifras. I guess we're going to show a machloket that one sifra is going to say Kippur is mechaper even if you don't make teshuvah, and then we have the one we just said it's only mechaper if you did make teshuvah. How are you going to reconcile the stam sifra? So the Gemara says, Detanya, we have a braita. Yachol lo yeh yom kippur mechaper ela im kinet anabo. What is amazing? Do you think that Kippur will only mechaper only if a guy fasted? Ukra'o mikra kodesh, which means he prayed Amidah, he did all the tefillot, velo asabu melacha, he didn't do melacha. Lo et anabo, let's say I didn't fast on Kippur. Velo kira mikra kodesh, he didn't pray. Asabu melacha, wow, not only that, he did melacha. Maybe I'll say Kippur is mechaper, tamud omar, yom kippurim hu mikol makom. Amazing. Says the pasuk, yom kippurim hu, it's a day of forgiveness. Doesn't stipulate a day of forgiveness only if you did the service. So according to this bright over, not only is yom kippurim mechaper if you don't make the teshuvah, yom kippurim is mechaper even if you're in contempt of yom kippurim. The guy's eating on Kippur, the guy's not praying on Kippur, the guy doesn't treat it as mikra kodesh, yom kippurim hu. Oh, so now we have a major stira. Because she told me, Stam Sifra. Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda. Hello, once Stam Sifra said, Rabbi Yehuda says, Dafka, if you make the Teshuvah. And this Stam Sifra is telling us what? Even if you weren't content of Kippur, how do you reconcile the two Stam Sifras? So comes the Gemara and says, I'll give you two answers. Amar Abaye, Lakasha. Harbi, Harbi Yehuda. One is going like Rabbi, and one is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Harbi, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. No, it's not saying that over here. Here it's saying, even if he's Mechalel Kippur, he's covered. Oh, so how are we going to answer the two Braitot? So how to be? The Brait that had said that what? The Yom Kippur, which means I'll say like this. It's a Mahloket like this. The Brait that had said that even if you're in contempt of Yom Kippurim and all that business over there, that's following the Shita of Rabbi, that you don't even have to make the Teshuvah. And the first Braita that said what? That's Davka. The first writer said, what's only for the Shavim, I'll tell you it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. But you just told me Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you tell me when is Rabbi Yehuda? So it's a mahloket, how to learn Rabbi Yehuda. Both Braitot are going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. But the question is, it's a mahloket in the Braitot, to what extent did Rabbi Yehuda say his deen? According to the first Braita, the Biuda, that Shita holds, that the Biuda held, no. It's only for the Shavim. That's one way of learning the Biuda. Good. The second Braita comes along and is Rabbi, and Rabbi is learning and saying, no, my rabbi holds, not only don't you have to make the Teshuvah, but even if you're in contempt of Kippur. So it's a mahloket what the Shita of the Biuda is. Again, stop the phrase of Biuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, you have a machlok, what he held. That's why you have two braitot. One braita clearly says you got to make teshuvah. That's one way of learning Rabbi Yehuda. The second braita that says, even if you're in contempt of Kippur, that's Rabbi that learned shitat Rabbi Yehuda like him. That even if you're in contempt, and therefore go back to our original question. Comes out according to this version over there, that Rabbi Yehuda was going like Rabbi. the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Resha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Sifra clearly is Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to this version, we found that Stam Sifra, that Rabbi explains Rabbi Yehuda like him. That even if you're in contempt of Kippur, two ways of learning Rabbi Yehuda. Smachlokim. Second answer. Rava Amar, Ha Beha Rabbi. Oh, beautiful answer. Mode Rabbi Bechare Diyoma. Really, I'll tell you like this. Both Braitot are following Rabbi. Now what? The first Braita holds what? You have to make Teshuvah. And the second Braita says, you don't have to make Teshuvah. Make up your mind, Rabbi. Oh, because Rabbi says, listen, it all depends what Avera you did. If a guy just didn't pray on Kippur, and a guy, did Melacha on Yom Kippur, so these Averot are not punishable by Karet. And therefore, if it's not punishable by Karet, so then already I'll say Yom Kippurim is Mechaper. When did I say that Yom Kippurim is not Mechaper? On subjects that are not Karet. So again, two Braitot. One, the Braita that says you need to make the Teshuvah, that's talking about on Karets. But Sheikin on non-Karets, then even if you're in contempt of Kippur on a non-Karet issue, Kippur will be Mechaper. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, yes, of course, I'm surprised to be Yehuda. Look at Rashi. Umodeh, it's the three lines after they get one. Umodeh to be Yehuda, Bekaret diyoma. Ha de Tanya Kamaita. That's what the first Braita said. The En Mechaper. As she'enan shavin bekaret shel yom kippurim ka'amar shel inui v'shel melacha aval al kol sha'ar averot mechaper af api sha'asa b'melacha v'lo et'ana bo, which means we're making the chiluk like I told you, which means on the karet then you're going to have to make teshuvah, but if you did a non-karet then already the kippur itself will be as the chiluk of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's read that. Let's read that she again. Ha de Tanya Kamaita. Who was the first Braita? It's not mechaper until you make teshuvah. The elam mechaper al she'enam shavim bekaret shel yom kippurim. We didn't make a teshuvah on a karet situation. Come on. Shirinui v'shir melacha. A case. A melacha li bi hayav karet on or achira. Let's say it's hayav karet. Aval al kosh ar averot mechaper apa pisha sabo melacha. Lo ta'anabo. Which means, if you did a melacha on Kippur that's not karet, or you ate on Kippur, karet less than a shi'ur, or something like that, that's not going to be considered, not a karet, then Kippur will be mechaper. But even if it's in contempt of the day itself, it's an amazing thing. You did melacha or averah on Kippur, it says, oh, it's not in the karet category, you're okay. Kippur will cover you. But if you did an averah, that is a karet outside of Kippur, whatever it is, or even on Kippur, then already Kippur is not going to be, so you make teshuvah. That's the two answers over here. Okay, come to Gibran explains. Very good. Very good, very good, very good. Okay, now we have to see. Okay, now we have to see a question of it. Which means the ilotem hakek, you're not going to explain like this what we just told you. Karet to yom kippurim lerabi letle. Exactly. The Torah says, if you eat on Yom Kippur, let's say, you're going to be hayav karet. Kikol, ha'ochen, whatever, according to Rabbi, if you're going to tell me that Kippur is mechaper, even on the karets that you do on Yom Kippur, so why would the Torah write the isur karet on Kippur? You'll never get it. Because whatever the guy does on Kippur, the Kippur always erases it. So why would the Torah ever have to write on Kippur v'nichreta nefeshahi? If you're telling me that the beast chaluk is like this, on non-karet items, you don't need teshuvah, Kippur is mechaper. But on karet items, oh, then already Kippur is not good, unless you make teshuvah. Oh, because you have to say that. Because otherwise, if you tell me even a karet item of Kippur, Kippur is mechaper, so why would the Torah ever write v'nichreta? You'll never have a case. The guy ate on Kippur, he's Kippur. Second line, he gets the Shuvah. If you're telling me that Kippur is always Mechaper, so there's never a Karet of Kippur, you have to tell me that on a Karet that you did on Kippur, Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. The Ilo Temahaki, Karet of Kippur is going to be Letle. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Why not? I'll give you a case. Alamalo, Mashka Hatla, Kegon da Amar Belelia Umit. Delo Atayim Amal Kapurale. Yeah, I'll give you a case. The case of Karet on Yom Kippur is talking about where he ate at night. And then he died. And therefore, the day of Kippur never passed. We assume that the Kapparat Kippur is in the day. Yom Kippurimu. So therefore, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So I'll give you a case. The guy transgressed on Kippur. Really, I can tell you that what? That maybe the bee holds even the karet of Kippur. Kippur is mechaper. Oh, then you don't have a case of karet. You do have a case. Well, he ate at night and then he died. So you never had the day in the middle. That's the case of Nechreta. Ela ema, the Gemara says you're right. Karet diemama le Rabbi Letlin. That's what he meant to say. You have to say that the karet of Yom Kippur, Kippur is achim mechaper, because otherwise you'll never have a karet by day. Which is, you'll never have a case where a guy committed a karet on the day of Kippur where there's a minichleta. If he commits the karet in the day, a second lady gets kapara. It's limited. You're right. You have a case at night. I agree with you. But he was referring to the ikar of Kippur. What's the ikar of Kippur? The day. So if you're telling me to be that if a guy does a karet on Kippur, it can't be because the doesn't have a minichleta. So the Gemara says, no, you're wrong. I'll give you a case where a person committed karet on the day of Kippur and still not did kapara. How? Alamalo, mashkach atla de'achal umsa b'hanke umit. The guy ate a piece of meat on Kippur, and the second he swallowed it, he choked and died. So he never lived a second on Kippur to make a pair for that item. That's the case of karet during the day. I can argue and tell you really that you can hold Kippur is mechaper even for the karets of the day of Kippur. One weird case. Far-fetched case. Where a guy ate a piece of meat on Kippur and that second he died, so he never lived the second of Kippur to be mechaper. But I'll give you another case. The guy ate 1 second before sunset. After he ingested it, Kippur was over. So therefore he never lived through a second of Kippur for the kapara. So that can be the case. So now we're back to the question. Not back to the question, but no proof. Which means really, I'm going to tell you, let's go back. The two bright thoughts are going like the B. Again, the two bright thoughts are going like the B. By the way, Stav Sefra the B. Let's review the two bright thoughts. One bright thought said what? Kippur only works with Teshuvah. The other bright thought said, even if you made Avon on Kippur itself, I don't care. You're okay. Sirah. So the Gemara says it depends. If you made Avir on Kippur, that's not Keres. You're done. You're okay. The first bright that says, if you made Avir, I got to make the Teshuvah. That's why we made Avir on Kippur of a Keret. Okay, that's Chiluk. So the Gemara says, you have to say that. You know why? Because if you're going to tell me that Kippur is Mechaper, even things of a Keret of the Kippur, what is the Azor Mechleta? You always have a case where you Patur. That's not a proof, by the way. Because I can give you cases where you'll get karet on Kippur, even if you say that Kippur is mechaper. Either the guy choked on the spot or the guy ate right before sunset. So you have no proof. That's not a proof. But that's still the answer that the Gemara is offering.
There's no specific.
So very good. Very good. According to Rashi, it's mashma. This is a big machloket amongst the Rishonim. According to Rashi, it's mashma that Yom Kippurim is mechaper any second of the day. As long as you have one, you don't need the full day of Kippur to mechaper. Tosfot brings a shita that says in Kippur mechaper ela besofa. Kippur is only mechaper at the end of the day, and therefore he learns the Gemara's laugh after when it said he ate at the end of the day and then died. Tosfot said no, he can eat in any part of the day and then die because he doesn't have the full Kippur. But from Rashi's mashma, no. Tavka, you didn't go to a second of Kippur, but even if you made a second of Kippur, that will be mechaper. Big machloket. Is Sofo Shel Yom mechaper, or is every second of the day mechaper? She's mashma like the first shita. Look at that. She, by the way, that she says that over here. Look at the third line. Shelo avar av rega minayom. He didn't have 1 second of the day. Clearly, see that she. You need just a rega of the day to cover you. Tosfot on that, by the way, says big Tosfot. It's going to be on the bottom.
But how we answer the first case?
Look at Tosfot. Amad, Tavuk Tama, but Lachashdu Azeilu Matzidu Kmi. Okay, just goes back.
When the guy never died.
Look at the end of the Tosfot first. Before you ask questions, this is the Tosfot. Look at that. She's at the last lines of the Tosfot. V'chigon. Which means that doesn't matter that he has to die right away. if he eats right before Shkiat HaMa, he could die 2 days later. Because bottom line, he didn't go through the...
That sin is still alive.
Exactly. So the point is, that's the Sefer Bava. So let's review over here. Comes out, we have a lot of shitot over here to understand, just to review. We have shitot to the B and the banan, the gabe, how teshuvah works. The B is an amazing shitah. The B says, Kippur is mechaper, ben shavim, ben moshavim. Only the three big avirot. Then already you need mitah and Kippur, or teshuvah, and a Kippur. But all the other ones, Kippur alone. Rabbanan are going to say, no. You need teshuvah for all the avirot. The other avirot, you even need a mitah and Kippur with a teshuvah in order to be mechaper. Okay, that's the shita. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara goes one step further. Let's review what we said at the end of our Mishnah. End of our Mishnah said like this: Echad Yisrael, Vehad Kohanim, Vehad Kohen Mashuach. Let's speak this outside. The last part of the Mishnah said, all the Sa'ira Mishtalaya, that's the goat that's thrown off the mountain, is Mechaper for everybody's sin, whether you're a Kohen, whether you're a Levi, and whether you're a Yisrael. Then the Mishnah says, after telling me it's mechaper for everybody, which is very strange, the Mishnah says, so what's the difference? Wait a minute, you just told you there's no difference. So what kind of question is that? Ma ben Yisrael? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. That when it comes to Tum'at Mikdash Vekadashav, which means Tum'at Mikdash Vekadashav, that's Kohen going into the Bet Mikdash by mistake when he's Tameh and all that old case that we talked about till now. For a regular Yisrael, he gets kapara with the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur. We said the Sa'ir Pirim, Sa'ir Bahutz, but until now, Mashik and the Kohen Gadol, he gets kapara on his Tum'at Mikdash Mekadashav, on his par. So the Mishnah is very, very funny. It starts off. There's no difference between Kohen Yisrael. Everybody gets kapara for all the Averot by Sa'ir Azazel. What's the difference? Okay, I don't know. It's just nobody knows the difference. Oh, you know what the difference is? Tum'at Mikdash Mekadashav. A regular Yisrael, he's covered with the Sa'id Petnim and the Sa'id Bahutz. Mashiach and the Kohen, he's mechapar on his par. So Gemara asks the Yavi question, Hagufa Kasha. The Gemara asks the Mishnah's implications are contradictory. Ketani Echad Yisrael v'had Kohanim v'had Kohen Mashuach. You told me they're all the same. V'adar Tani Ma'ben Yisrael Kohanim v'Kohen Mashuach. Then you tell me Ma'ben. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Kamar, Rabbi Yehuda doctors it up for us, so we're going to be okay. Echad Yisrael, Ve'echad Kohanim, Ve'echad Kohen Mashuach, Mitkaperim B'Sidur Mishnah, B'Sha'ar Averot. When it comes to Sha'ar Averot, they're all the same, Sa'ir Mishnah is going to mekaper. Ve'en Chiluk B'nehem, there's no Chiluk B'nehem, Sha'ar Averot. Uma Ben Yisrael, Kohanim U'Kohen Mashuach. So what is the difference between them? If you tell me Sha'ar Averot, what's the difference? Ela Shapar Mechaper LaKohanim Atumahat Mekdash Mekadashav. You're going to tell me that his part, because he brings a special part, his part is Mekaper LaKohanim Atumahat Mekdash Mekadashav, that's covered by the Sa'ir. But for a Kohen, it's a spot. Umani, who's the author of Mishnah? The Biyudah. Where do you see the Biyudah holds that the part is Mekaper for Tumahat Mekdash, that's covered the Kohen? Netanya, we have a bright. Okay, could you read the Pasuk, please? What does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says, V'chiper, this is what the Kohen Gadol, V'chiper et Mekdash HaKodesh. V'etoh el Mo'ed, V'et HaMezveach Yechaper, V'al HaKohanim V'al Kol HaAm HaKahal Yechaper. The Gemara is going to doresh every single word of this Pasuk. What does it literally mean? And the Kohen Gadol V'mechaper, for Mekdash HaKodesh, for Ohel Mo'ed, for Mezveach Yechaper, for the Kohanim, V'al Kol HaAm HaKahal Yechaper. Gemara begins, V'chiper et Mekdash HaKodesh, Zeh Lifnai V'lifnim. Oh. This is talking about if he went into the Holy of Holies Betum'ah, or he found out that he was Tameh in the Holy of Holies and he ran out immediately. If you don't run out immediately, you Hayav also. Okay, it's Oil Mo'ed Hekal. It's a different section. He went into the Hekal Betum'ah. Mizbeach Kimashba'o, which means he brought a Ketoret when he was Tameh. Okay, he defiled the Mizbeach. He brought the Ketoret when he was Tameh. Yechaper Elu Azarot. He went into the Azara of the Beit HaMikdash when he was Tameh. Kohanim. Oh, so it says, who gets Kapara for all these sins? Kohes Kodashim, Echal, Azara, Mizbeach. Kohanim. Kimashmao. which means the Avodah Kippur is mechaper for Kohanim. Ama Kahal Elu Yisrael. Also, the Avodah Kippur is mechaper for Kahal as well. Yechaper Elu Alevim. Oh. Husvu Kulam Lechapara Achad. The fact that Torah puts Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, all the same Pasuk, it teaches that they all get Kapara together. Shemitkaprim B'Sira Mishtaleach B'Shara Avirot Vred B'Yehuda. Okay, let's go slow. It's clear from Pesukim that the part of Yom Kippur is mechaper for the Kohen on Mikdash veKadashah. That's clear. It's a Bifirush Pasuk. But I have a Dirash here. My Dirash tell me over here, I have one Pasuk that tells me, the Avodah Kippur, everybody's equal. Kohanim, Nevi'im, Yisraelim. Well, hold it, Rebbe Udas. What could they be equal on? They're not equal on Mikdash veKadashah. Because Mikdash veKadashah, the Kohen is different. So must be this is referring to, even though it's not talking about this in the Pasuk, must be this referring to the Sa'ir HaMishtalayah. And the Sa'ir HaMishtal Mechaper for Sha'ar Averot, that's where there's an equality between all of them. That's Shitat Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah. Sa'ir HaMishtalayah is Mechaper on everybody for everything. And the Sha'ar, that's where you have the Chinuk. The Chinuk is in the part is Mechaper for his Mikdash veKadashah, and the Sa'ir is Mechaper for everybody else. That's the Biyuda. Bishvon Omer. Bishvon has a big chedushim. Again, nobody could argue the par is mechaper for Mikdash veKadashav. Torah says that. But Bishvon is going to say a chedush. Watch. Bishvon Omer. Keshem. Shedam Sa'ir. Anna'asav bifnim mechaper al Yisrael al tumat Mikdash veKadashav. Kardam apar mechaper lakohanim al tumat Mikdash veKadashav. וכשם שבידויו של סעיד המשתלח מכפר לישראל בשאר העבירות, כך בידויו של פן מכפר לכהנים בשאר העבירות. Beautiful שיטה, listen to שיטה. He compares. Let's review. ישראל טומאת מקדש. What are we relying on? The סעיד of the פנים. The inner סעיד. מקדש וקדשה. We learned that till now. Is there any בידוי on that קורבן? There's no בידוי on that קורבן. Let's get the בישמון שיטה. Very beautiful שיטה. The בישמון holds the Sa'ir Pinim. Do you need to make vidui? There's no vidui on that. The Jewish guy gets kapara for Mikdash veKadashav by default without vidui. Similarly, for the Kohen, when he brings his par, he doesn't need the vidui of the par to mechaper for Tum'at Mikdash. Just like the Sa'ir alone is mechaper for Israel, the par alone is mechaper for the Tum'at Mikdash. And just like the vidui of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is mechaper on Sha'ar Averot, the vidui of the par will be mechaper for the Kohen's Sha'ar Averot. So he argues on the Biyudah, because the Biyudah said that when it comes to Sha'ar Averot, everybody's covered with the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. Which one doesn't know? The par comes to Kohen everything. The par alone is mechaper for Tumat Mikdash veKadashav, and the vidui of the par is mechaper for Sha'ar Averot. But what? We see that our Mishnah clearly is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Because our Mishnah said what? That the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is mechaper for all Averot, for everybody, and the par is the chinuk between us and the Kohen. We're covered by the Sa'ir, and the Kohen is covered by the par. So Matnitin is Rabbi Yehuda. Last point. Will the Bishimon habadai hushvu? Yeah, but the Bishimon, the Pasuk clearly compares Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. According to you, what are they compared for? Not in Mikdash LeKadashah, because he's got the par and he's got the Sa'ir, and not in Sha'ar Averot, because he's got the par and he's got the Azazel. So what then did the Pasuk compare Kohanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim? So he says, Ma hushvu, I'll tell you what they were hushvu. Dibne kapara ninhu. And therefore, mi hu kol had v'had mechaper ben nafshe. It's a general hushvu. They're compared to what? That they all will get kapara for tumat mikdash v'kadashav. This one from the par, and this one from the sa'ir. So it's a general hushvu. And if you're that's much more specific, it's exactly. Hushvu, they all get kapara from the sa'ir ha'azazil on Sha'ar Averot. So what are you comparing? I'm comparing that they all will get some sort of kapara. This one his way and this one his way. My tamid Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Last point. Medichtim. Velakach et shmei asirim. It says in the Torah you take the two goats. One is the Azazel and one is for the korban, right? It cash Saida Mishtaleh le Saida Nasa Bifnim. The Torah is juxtaposing the two to teach me that they're the same. Ma Saida Nasa Bifnim Eno Mechaper La Kohanim. Atua Begdash Vekadashav Dichtiv Be Asher La'am Afasim Mishtaleh Eno Mechaper La Kohanim Bishar Averot. Just like the Saida Bifnim is not Mechaper on the Kohanim for Tumah Begdash because that's yet the part, so to the Saida Azazel is not Mechaper on the Kohanim either. Ela what? His part is mechaper on him. So we're comparing the Sa'idin. Just like the inner Sa'id is not mechaper on the Kohen for Tumat Mikdash, so to the outer Sa'id is not going to be mechaper on the Kohen for Shara Verot. And what's going to be mechaper on him? The vidui of the par. Hukshu Sa'idin Mahadadi. I say again. You have a Sa'id Azazel, Sa'id Bifnin. So we're not put them together. They teach me what? The Sa'id Bifnin. Does that help the Kohen? No. So to the Sa'id of Azazel won't help the Kohen either. The Sa'id Azazel doesn't help the Kohen. The Sa'id Bifnim doesn't help the Kohen. Why? Because he gets the par. The Sa'id Azazel won't help the Kohen either because he gets the vidui of the par. Oh, the only last question we have is, according to the Biyuda, what do you do with this connection between the two Sa'idim? Would it be Yehuda? Amar lak lachi et kush. Shushavim b'mar'eh, b'koma, u'bedamim u'da'ata. Different law. When it says the Sa'irim are equal, they have to be equal, number one, in color, have to be equal in height, and equal in value. Nothing to do with what they're going to mechaper on. Which means, according to the Biyuda, the Azazel is mechaper for everybody, for Shara Verot. The Sa'ir is mechaper for Mikdash, for Kadasha, for us. The Par will be mechaper for the Kohanim. Oh, so then what's the Sa'irim equal on? The Sa'irim are equal on three things. Have to look the same color, the same height, and the same value. So it comes out again, if we would ask you a question. The Kohen that goes into the Beit HaMikdash, Betum'ah, by mistake, or whatever it may be, what does he rely on for Kapara? The Par. Everybody agrees to that. The Mahalukit is, okay, good, the Par. I don't want to argue on that. And what about if a Kohen makes Shara Averot during the year? What is he going to rely on? So that's the Mahlokin. According to the Biyuda, he's with everybody else. They throw that Sa'id off the mountain, he's like everybody else. According to the Bishimon, the Vidui of the Par. Beautiful. That being said, we have a question. The Bishimon, how do you know your Halakha? I'll tell you how I know the Halakha. Because the Torah puts the two Sa'idim, Lakach Shnei Sa'idim. Two goats are equal. Just like the inner goat doesn't help the Kohanim for their item of Mikdash, the outer goat will not help the Kohanim for the Shara Averot. Beautiful. Oh, but Rabbi Yehuda, you say that the outer goat helps everybody, so what's the connection between the two goats? No, it has to be the same. Look the same. Same twins, exactly. Look the same in color, same height, and same value.